Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
What are you looking at?
Not what.
Who?
That new kid?
I don't want to go there. I heard he's sketchy.
Oh, you should probably go first. I'll count to 50.
I barely remember Jason. I didn't know him. He was just Allie's older brother down the hall.
That's Allison's bracelet. What about the one we found in the woods?
Someone made a copy of Allison's bracelet. Well, if the bank finds out about your unauthorized loan, that's like a felony, right?
It's only a felony if they find out.
Hey, was that Maya? How is she?
It's all good. I'm not sensing good here, Emily.
Maybe she's moved on.
Find a better place to hide it.
There's a shadow right there, like someone was following her.
Spence, do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Wait, where's Ian?
Don't worry, he went to Philly to be with Melissa.
I didn't realize life existed at this hour. Come on, guys, just walk. You need to see this.
You know, I always hope my first sunrise would have tequila in it.
I'll make coffee.
Well, when it's ready, just pour it down my throat.
I thought we were done looking at this.
We know the shadow was Ian, right?
You woke us up for this?
It's important.
I couldn't let it go.
Have you been up all night?
Maybe.
But you have. One eye is bigger than the other.
Look like a strung-out Powerpuff Girl.
Stop looking at the eye. Just look at the picture.
Who's having coffee?
I mean, there's only one place where this picture could have been taken from.
Where?
Allison's bedroom.
No, Allison is in the picture. She clearly didn't take that.
Okay, but somebody in her house did.
Like who? Her parents?
Oh, her brother.
Jason.
You know, my mom ran into him at the bank. He's back in town.
Why?
Well, we have to call him.
No, ew, I am not going to talk to him.
Me either.
I will.
We need to know if he took this.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. In the showroom, gotta know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Need to be on the road by 4. Okay, great. All right, let's go over the schedule for the rest of the week.
You pass me a banana.
That got moved to Thursday.
What?
When did that get on the schedule?
No, it's fine.
Did she say what the appointment's about?
I'm just surprised, that's all.
Okay, thanks, Denise. I'll see you when I get in.
What just happened?
Mrs. Potter made an appointment to see me this week. The lender of our unauthorized loan.
Okay, I thought she came to the bank once a year.
Yeah, well, she's a year early, and I'm $50,000 short.
What are we gonna do?
You're gonna go to school.
Jason, I'm sorry to interrupt your workout. This can wait.
Really? Didn't sound that way on the phone.
What are you doing back in town?
Just taking care of family business. Spencer, why did you come here?
This was sent to me. It looks like it was taken from the second floor of your house.
Yeah, it does.
So why do you sound not convinced?
Look, after Allie disappeared, we got bizarre things in the mail. Sympathy cards from strangers and letters with conspiracy theories about what happened to her. Sometimes it was photos. Blurry images of a blonde girl running away from the camera.
Yeah, but that's definitely Allie. And it's my yard, and it was taken the night that she disappeared. I mean, look, she's got the same yellow top on.
Spencer, they have programs now that make Photoshop look like scissors and a glue stick. Look, I'll tell you what. My family hired a PI. I'll take the picture to him and see what he comes up with. Spencer, Allie's memorial was the hardest thing I've ever done. I was a jerk. I know that now.
Well, that wasn't the term that I would have used, but it works. Is this for real this time? Can we count on you for the full season? Yeah. It's distracted for a while, but it's over now. Okay. Good.
Hannah, stop worrying. There's nothing we can do at this point. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Hannah. Thanks. Who are you talking to?
My mom.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
It's fine. Oh, here. I forgot to give these to you last night.
Thank you.
Oh, I owe you big time.
Are you sure your dad's not going to miss me?
Oh, please. He joined the museum board for networking. The man doesn't know the difference between a Monet and a Mojito.
Well, hey, how can I get you back?
Pay for the extra toppings on my pizza delivery.
All right, you got it.
Oh, and a DVD rental. Because if I have to hole up in my room all night as your alibi, I'd like to do it with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wait, what alibi? Aren't you both going to the museum thing?
No.
Spencer got the tickets for me and Ezra. You're taking Mr. Fitz? I really wish you'd just call him Ezra. And yes, I'm taking him. He just doesn't know it yet. It's a surprise. I don't know. I just figured that a date out of town would give us a chance to actually have a date.
Yeah, I get it. You guys do kind of have the social lives of shut-ins.
Girls? Hey, everyone? Can I get everyone's attention, please? I've been thinking a lot about team spirit lately. What is spirit? And how can we create... Actually, can you not open your presents until after I'm done? Like I was saying, a leader inspires spirit. These are my gift to you. To boost morale...
All righty, Paige. I'm sure everybody appreciates your gifts, but I want you swimming, not shopping. All right, listen up, sharks. I want you focused. Like Emily. She renewed her commitment and broke a record today. That's what I'm talking about. I like that. All right, ladies, let's get back to class. Come on. Come on.
Hey. Paige. Just look.
Montgomery, what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could look over my reading assignment.
Perhaps this could wait until after the makeup test has been administered.
Actually, it would be great if you could just review it now so I know I'm on the right track. What do you think of my work so far?
It's outstanding.
Great. I'll turn it in at the end of the day.
Hi, this is Ashley Merritt. Please leave me a message. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, we missed you in PE again today.
I missed you too.
Oh, well, it's the third time you've ditched PE, so I'm going to have to give you a detention for the rest of the week.
Excuse me, but my ankle is still throbbing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard, but I got hit by a car.
You know, I heard, but I also saw you complete a 6-hour dance marathon on Saturday.
That was for a good cause, and my adrenaline kicked in. You know when moms get, like, superhuman strength and their kids are trapped under a tree or a Hummer?
Is that who pulled you out from under the car? Okay, well, call your super mommy and tell her that you'll be coming home late this week.
Sleeping Jim, do you really want to earn some bad girl stripes? I'd be happy to help.
And if you're proposing that we get matching tattoos, the answer's no. What are you doing? I thought I'd make some pancakes. I haven't made them in a while. I'm gonna get the mix that's in that cabinet. You know, I didn't tell you this, but when you were in the hospital and they gave you the stitches behind your ear, they wanted to shave off all your hair on that side. I told them, no way. I know my kid, and she may be unconscious now, but if she wakes up with a shaved head, she's going to go into permanent shock. I want you to know that no matter what happens, you will always be my baby girl. And I will always figure out a way to take care of you. Some bacon? Make some bacon. Thanks. Congratulations on your time today. First freestyle, now butterfly. If you break any more records, and we'll have to test you for doping. Bring it on. You know, you'll have to do more than break records if you want to become team captain. Who said I wanted to become captain?
Come on, Emily. You checked out on this team for months, and now you check back in and act like you never left? Of course you're gunning for captain.
I'm not gunning for anything.
Good. Because being so into the breaststroke could really end up hurting you.
What does that mean?
That means we all know what team you really play for. You know what, Paige? You need to suck it up. If you want to beat me, work harder. Mani-pedi after school. Do you want to come?
I can't. I've got homework.
Homework? What subject is more important to you than your cuticles? Hey. Why are you so down? Is what you and Sean breaking up?
That doesn't mean you give up on him. Believe me, with all the stuff Ezra and I have had to deal with, we should have been history by now. Well, maybe it's a sign from the universe. Maybe you guys should just cool off for a while.
What do you mean, cool off?
Take a break. Don't see each other in Rosewood or anyplace else. Honestly? I can deal with the universe throwing me curveballs, but if they're going to start coming from my best friend, then I have a problem.
Arya, you have to sneak off to Philly just to have a date.
You really don't want me to be with him.
I just don't want to see you get hurt.
He's not the one who's hurting me.
Please, just don't go tonight, okay? I have a bad feeling about this date.
I think that bad feeling is called jealousy.
That's not what this is about.
Really?
Because that's exactly what it looks like.
Why is this called meat casserole? Lunch lady is a gift for suspense.
Where's Hannah?
Who cares?
What?
I don't know.
Em, how's for breakfast? Can we talk about something else?
Okay. I've heard of communal cramps, but this is ridiculous.
What happened to all that first real date excitement? I mean, yesterday you were ready to give me tongue for giving you two tickets. Not into it anymore?
No.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, I'm so into it. We're gonna have an amazing time tonight.
Okay, so
what are you gonna wear?
I can't decide between my backless and my strapless.
Go with the red one. Be bold.
What are you thinking?
About what?
What are you looking at?
It's nothing.
Just some girl on my swim team who wants me to disappear.
What's her name?
Paige McCullers.
Oh, I know her.
We played field hockey together. We named a penalty after her.
What'd she say?
Some snarky comment about me being gay.
I will destroy her.
Can I help?
Guys, it's okay. I'll take care of it.
Anyone else thirsty? I'm gonna get a drink.
Who's this from?
Paige. Whatever it is, you can have it.
She's trying to bribe her way to becoming the next team captain.
Do you think they're from the same place?
It's possible.
If they were, maybe the store owner could tell us who bought the fake Allison bracelet.
Or maybe even the general. We would know who is.
There's only one way to find out.
Chamberlain employed a policy where concessions were made in order to avoid war. Who can tell me if appeasement actually worked?
Anybody?
It didn't. When the territory was annexed, Hitler's aggression only increased. Would anybody like to share their thoughts on why appeasement did not work? Spencer.
Because giving in to a bully never works.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Even if you give them everything that they ask for, it'll never be enough. Your only choice is to stand up to them, even if it costs you something.
Very nice. Okay, people, please do not race me towards the door. It hurts my feelings. Term papers next week. Don't forget.
Mrs. Montgomery.
It'll have to wait until tomorrow.
It can't. I have to talk to her today.
You should have thought of that earlier.
Move it.
Well, are you stalking me?
Yeah. Can't get enough of that knockoff cologne.
Hey, princess. Where are you going?
The princess needs a pee.
Good luck. We get our bathroom break at 10 after. What's the hurry? You want to be the first in line to see your boy Justin Bieber's new movie?
First of all, it's not just a movie. It's his real story.
About what? His hair?
You know what? Just don't talk about the Biebs, okay? You don't know the Biebs. You don't understand the Biebs. Or his hair.
Calm down, girl. It's only an hour.
An hour should already be in Philly.
Who?
Mrs. Montgomery.
Teacher? Why do you care? Forget to turn in your homework.
No. But if she gets there, a lot of people are going to get hurt.
Is Mrs. Montgomery running a terrorist cell?
Why am I even talking to you? Just turn around. Sketchy. Okay, why do you get to leave?
My social worker just had me excused. You know, the email is a beautiful thing. Meet my social worker.
Take a look at where we are and how we have found why a long term. There's no time, no way to out. Gotta cross this bridge. We will watch it burn. The first step to be the hardest for me.
You look good.
I thought we were taking a train.
I know you had your heart set on being coughed on by commuters, but...
So this is what a real date with Ezra Fitz looks like. Damn.
You can hang us now.
Got a message you wanted to see me?
Yeah. Have a seat, girls. An incident involving a homophobic comment has been brought to my attention. Now, we have a zero-tolerance policy,
Coach Fulton. Whatever happened between us, it's over now.
I need to know what happened, and then I'll decide if it's over.
There's really nothing to talk about.
In that case, you can go, Peach. Emily, if you don't tell me what happened, there's nothing I can do to help you.
It was just a misunderstanding. Can I go?
Did you turn the key quickly?
Yes, I did. Any quicker and it'll snap off in my hand. Of course the car had to break down when I'm on my way to an art opening. Why couldn't it break down when I'm on my way to, say, I don't know, jury duty?
Look, it hasn't broken down. It's the kill switch. Try it again. Go ahead. Jiggle it.
I did jiggle
okay.
it.
Well, try it again.
You know, I wouldn't have to master the finer art of jiggling if you had just listened to me in the first place.
Oh, please. Not again.
I buy a used car with a kill switch.
You didn't even know what a kill switch was.
It's a switch that stops the flow of electricity to the engine so that thieves cannot steal the car.
Well, yeah, now you know after I explained it to you.
That's it. I will hitchhike.
You know what? Next time, call AAA instead of making me drive all the way out of my way to help you.
I did call AAA, and we have used up our entire towing allowances.
That's not possible.
It is when you drive a used car with a stupid kill switch. Jason.
Your housekeeper let me in. Said I could wait for you here.
So, what did your private investigator say?
Well, the picture is real. And for all I know, I may have taken it.
What do you mean you may have taken it?
I honestly don't remember. I'm not proud of it, but that whole August is a blur. I was high for most of it.
You were?
Are you surprised?
Well, it's just to me you were always Allie's strange older brother. I mean, we never saw you. You were always behind a closed door.
Yeah. Getting high with a bunch of losers. You remember that phony your sister used to date?
Ian? Ian Thomas?
We partied that whole summer. After he broke up with your sister, he practically lived at my house.
But Ian's a triathlete. He's the poster boy for preppy.
Poster boy by day and party boy by night. Convincing, though, isn't he?
Ugh, I don't get it. This always fixes it.
Well, you can only repair things so many times before they break for good.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I was talking about the car.
Yeah, you sure about that?
Yes. You know what? Just leave it alone. I can call a cab.
Well, maybe next time you'll find a date classy enough to pick you up.
I'm not meeting a date. This ticket was given to me by the PTA. One ticket. You're the one wearing a new shirt. Are you going on a date? Oh, my God. You're going on a date.
Ella, I don't want to...
You bought a new shirt for this person. Why didn't you just say something?
Because this is not something I want to discuss.
Have you been working out?
Ella.
What?
You walked out on me. Remember?
I think I need to call a cab if I want to make it on time.
No, I'll drive you.
No. We both don't have to be late.
No, you're not going to be late, and neither am I. All right? It's fine. I'll drive you.
Wow. I can't believe Ian spent that whole summer at Allison's house.
Watching Allison.
I'm officially creeped out.
Well, can you be creeped out and eat at the same time? Faster?
Why do we have to eat dinner at 4:30?
Because this appointment is at 5, and it's far away, and I don't know how long we're going to be there. We both know what happens to me when my blood sugar drops.
Okay, well, why do I have to eat?
Oh, because you don't.
And why do you have to make an appointment for a bead shop? Because the shop is at our home? Sounds like she makes dream catchers in her kitchen. You sure you're gonna want that?
Yeah, I'm stuffed. If I eat any more, I'll be swimming in two lanes.
That's okay. You can have your lane and Paige's lane. Did the coach kick her off the team?
What do you mean?
What she said.
How did you know the coach knew about that?
Because I told her.
What? You spoke to my coach? Why would you do that?
Because that girl has been bullying people since JV, and she needs to be put in her place.
She was. By me when it happened.
Why are you so mad? I didn't think you'd care if I spoke to your coach. I thought you were fine with people knowing that you and Maya were a couple.
I am. I'm not upset that the coach knows I'm gay. I'm mad because if I wanted her to know what Paige had said, I would have told her myself.
I'm not some helpless little lamb.
I know that, but you're my friend, and I didn't want her to get away with it.
Well, I can stand up for myself.
Well, you never did with Allison.
Wow. Thank you for making sure my feelings didn't get hurt.
I have to go. I just remembered I have a test tomorrow.
Sorry, I just need a breath of fresh air.
That's cool.
I can't believe the artist is a no-show.
Right? Wait, somebody threw me a party with champagne and craft cakes to celebrate my work. I think I'd try and stop by.
Yeah. If it were my work, I'd show up and people put out folding chairs and sweaty jeans.
Well, plus I'd be there.
True. Are you, you disappointed that the artist didn't show up?
No. The only person I care about seeing is you.
I'm sorry. For a second, I forgot. I was
not in Rosewood. But it's okay. Me too. But when I first saw the limo, I thought I was going to have to ride in the trunk. Yeah. I could get used to this.
Ready for more culture?
Get the way. Mom? What are you doing here?
I can't just sit around in my room and wait.
What are you going to say to her?
I need you to go home.
Why can't you just tell her the truth?
Hannah, please.
I can't lose you too.
So sorry to interrupt. I just got to phone Mrs. Potter's housekeeper. She called from the hospital. Mrs. Potter had a heart attack.
Is she going to be okay?
They couldn't revive her. Poor thing. I mean, she wasn't young, but still. Thank you for telling me, Denise.
Smell never went away.
It came with the car.
No, actually it came from Mike dropping a turkey wrap underneath the driver's seat. Remember? It'd been there for like, what, a year or something?
More. By the time we found it, you thought it was roast beef. Yeah.
Oh, you have enough cash for a cab ride home?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I guess that's it. Have a good time.
Thanks. I can't believe you drove me all the way here.
Why?
I don't know anybody else who would do that for me.
Well, it's only fair. I mean, I was the one who suggested that we buy a used car with a kill switch.
Goodbye.
In here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Oh, I have wonderful earrings to match.
Thanks, but I just came here to find out who bought these two bracelets.
Oh, well, let me see. Well, I can tell you, these bracelets were made within the last 6 months. I changed vendors. People were complaining about the plastic.
You do keep records, right?
Yes, dear, I'm trying. But as you can see, I'm a little better at beating than organizing.
Please, it's important to me.
Oh, here it is.
You found it?
Yes. Now, these two were purchased by Spencer Hastings. Does that help, dear?
Just calling you.
Yeah, I was kind of been avoiding you.
Yeah. Diana got that feeling.
Listen, I need to tell you something.
Last night, one of the best nights of my life.
Wait, did you go to the museum?
Yeah. In a limo.
The only thing that made it less than perfect was being in a fight with you.
I'm sorry, Hannah. I'm sorry for going off on you like that. And you're right. Okay, being with Ezra, it's a risk. But he's someone that I'm willing to take a risk for. I know it sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't.
I get it. So what did you want to say?
Nothing. I'm just really glad it worked out.
Replace me as the relay anchor with you.
So go and talk to Coach.
If you did, I would never rat out a teammate because my feelings were hurt. I take care of things myself. You know what? You are like one of those things that sticks to the side of boats that can only be removed with a hacksaw or something.
Very nice. Not fancy rosewood girls like you knew how to say please and thank you.
Well, please peel your sweaty body off of my locker. Thank you.
So, you want to give it back to your teacher, toss it, or put it on your charm bracelet?
What is that?
It's what stopped Mrs. Montgomery from getting to Philly.
She didn't get there? How did you do that?
You want a lesson in popular mechanics, or do you want to just say thank you?
Neither. So, how much do I owe you?
I don't want your money.
Well, then what do you want?
I'll think about it. Oh, and, by the way, they're barnacles.
What?
The things that stick on the side of boats.
I was just going to text you.
Hi, what's up?
I was wondering what you were doing after school today and hoping you might want to go clothes shopping with me.
Sure. Why the sudden urge to splurge?
I think it's time to upgrade a little.
So how was your sleepover at Spencer's?
I don't know. The usual chick flick, popcorn, Cosmo Quiz, lights out.
How about you?
Me? I had a great night.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
I went to see this really wonderful exhibit.
What?
Yeah, they had a big opening at the Philadelphia Art Museum.
You went last night?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Partying on a school night. I know I'm out of control, but it was great. It was really exciting to meet the artist. It was really exciting. So, anyhow, I have to get to class, and so do you. So, meet me in my office after?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
voice down.
Why? Nobody's home.
Well, not yet, but Melissa could come home any minute.
Good. I want her to.
Why are you making me do this? Why do you care? She knows.
I'm not making you do anything, Spencer. I'm telling you, by tomorrow morning, Melissa will know everything. And there's nothing you can do about it except let her hear it from you first.
Fine. I'll tell her. You win. But this is it. Because I'm sick of your games. We all are.
Trying to get me voted off the island? It won't work.
Well, I don't think you'll have much of a choice.
I made you, Spencer. I made all of you. Before me, you were just some goody-goody in plaid who did whatever Mommy and Daddy told her to.
You are so full of yourself. You think that just because you brought us together, you can treat us like puppets?
But you are. Don't you see that? You don't exist without me.
Really, Allie? Then tell me this. What is a leader without any followers? Because it seems to me the question isn't whether we will exist without you, but whether you will exist without us. And as far as I'm concerned, you are dead to me already.
And the picture isn't Ian. It's you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us before?
I don't know.
I guess I was scared. I mean, it's gonna sound crazy, but I think that I didn't tell you because there was always a part of me that wondered if it was my fault. I mean, I wished it. And it came true.
Spence, you didn't mean it.
It was just something you said in the heat of the moment.
Besides, Allie said stuff to us that was worse. Much worse, right? Spence?
Eating is hard on the eyes, huh? Oh, don't be startled. That's just my pet. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the eyes. You have interesting eyes, dear. The eyes are the window to the soul. Not to worry, dear. I did exactly what you told me to do.